Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheer podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, we're going to talk about the conversation of younger women versus older women today. Reason being that there are some of us men in this community who are not fully in on going your own way forever. They maybe believe in monk mode, which is important. They believe in having relationships selectively, which, you know, it's interesting to even have that discussion because, you know, my friends, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm in a very interesting situation myself in that I move around a lot with the jobs I've done over the last couple years and moving around different parts of the country. And it's hard for me to have a consistent relationship in the same way that a lot of dudes who, for example, let's say you can't get a girlfriend. You're not going to fully understand why guys like me and guys on this side of the internet, we talk about not having a girlfriend, not having a wife, not having these things. The reason is not because we want you to suffer. The reason is not because we want to flex that we get girls and you don't or anything else like that. That is goofy. It's stupid. The reason is because relationships are not what they once were. If you look at the ghost of Christmas past, you look at the world how it used to be, and when you look at how the world used to be, the world was a lot simpler back in the day. The world was men ran things, women followed, and of course, I'm very oversimplifying. But when we look at the modern world, modern world is we're living in a reactionary period. But even in history, we look at guys like Benjamin Franklin, who allegedly, and I put allegedly, he allegedly said that a younger guy should be with an older woman because they tended to have more sex and because they were, you know, that you had lower standards as a guy and you had to kind of just take what you can get. And of course, I'm paraphrasing him. I'm not quoting him exactly, but that's what he's talking about, allegedly. And when I look at a quote like that, I say, you know what's funny? He's not totally wrong. In the sense that you look at the fact that a lot of older women are now talking about how they're dating 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, and they're like 40, 50. Now, this is nothing new. This has been going on forever. But when we get into the conversation of guys doing it, like guys are 40, 50, 60, and they're dating a woman who's 20, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, he's a pervert, he's no good, he's creepy, he's weird, blah, blah, blah. And I see it even in my own, I see it sometimes even in my own profession. Now, am I sitting here and telling you you should do this? No. Am I telling you that it's the right thing to do? No. I'm telling you that it's legal, number one. Let's get that straight. And number two, it's a lot of times more normal than you think. Let me put it to you in perspective. When we talk about older guys, that usually means guys who are 5 to 10 years older than the woman they're dating, or an older woman, woman's 5 to 10 years older. Men, naturally, we take time to accumulate resources. We take time to build ourselves in our industry, build ourselves with our lifestyle, and build ourselves in a way where people respect us, okay? Now, people want to say that, oh, it's you should get married in college, or you should date someone that's the same age as you, or I think the normies say, what is it, your age divided by 2 plus 7, I think is what most people say. Now, the reason I don't subscribe to that is, number one, I'm kind of on the younger side, so it doesn't really affect me yet. And number two, if it's legal, as in, if it is legal to do in your country, if it is legal to do in your state, if you live in America, then it's nobody's business, number one. And number two, a lot of times as a guy, you're not going to hit your stride till you're in your 40s. sometimes your 50s, sometimes beyond that. So why the hell would you bust your behind, work your absolute heart out, just to get something that you don't really want? Why in the world would you go out there, sacrifice, risk, eat plates of crap day in and day out from the boss, work hard at the gym, take risks in your career, in your personal life? Why would you do all those things if there wasn't a reward for doing it? That's one of the reasons why I hate socialism and communism, because there's systems of government that subsidize people's own sloth. It enables them to make money and make a living out of other people's work. Now, it's one thing if you set up a business to run autonomously. That is not at all the same thing. But when you have some systems of government that allow you to just sit back as a janitor and make as much money as a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, that's not going to work. That's not sustainable. In the same way that guys will risk, they'll take a ton of risk. They'll take oftentimes a lot of L's on their way to building themselves, their brand, their image, their reputation. And then they're expected when they hit 35 or 40 to get with a woman who's 35 or 40, who when he was 20 years old, when he was 18 years old, was telling him that he wasn't good enough. He was garbage. He was dusty. He was broke. He was no good. He now has to wipe up that woman? Oh, I don't think so. Oh, hell no. Why in the world would you do that? Why? Why should that person who didn't build with you, who didn't invest in you, who didn't take a chance on you, why in the world should that person eat the fruits of your labor? Why should those people be rewarded for being pieces of garbage? Why should they be rewarded for betting against you? Now, this is just one of the ways you can look at this conversation. The other way you can look at this conversation is to say, men especially are naturally attracted to women who are fertile, who are pleasant, who don't have a lot of baggage, and all these things are normal. In fact, back in the day, they were very mainstream across multiple different patriarchal cultures. But the problem is today, with all the pseudo-psychology, all of the mad scientists out there, all the Dr. Frankensteins, they want to come out of the woodwork and they want to say, hey, you know what? Your brain doesn't develop till 25, so therefore, if you're 25, you're a kid. Well, first of all, screw you. I'm not a child. I'm 24. I'm not a kid. I've served in the military as an adult. I've paid taxes as an adult. I work really hard. And I don't want to sit here and people tell me, oh, you're a kid. Like hell I am. No, I'm not. And in fact, what it does is it makes a lot of young men lose out, and young women as well, but I will speak from the young male perspective on this. It basically enables you to be a leech, to be a mooch, to be a sloth, instead of taking risks and taking advantage of compound interest when you're younger. Instead of saying, hey, you're 18 or you're 16, you've hit puberty, you're starting to become an adult by animal standards, you should start acting like one. No, that doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. That doesn't mean you're not going to do stupid things here and there and learn in the school of hard knocks and get your degree. No, that's part of the game. For example, I took one wrong turn here in Kansas, and now I'm driving an extra hour to get home. Now, I could sit here and talk about how that's not fair and this, that, and the other, or I could just do it. In the same way, there are a lot of people, oh, I don't want to put in hard work. I don't want to take eat plates of garbage. I don't want to do those things. I want to just win. I want to look at the guy who's been grinding for 15 years. Oh, I want to have his life with a nice house and the car and all the stuff that he didn't have when he was starting out the same way that you're starting out. But you see, You might ask, Austin, what does this have to do with dating younger women? Everything. Everything, because when a guy risks, when a guy puts his heart and soul, and everybody around him is either A, not interested, or B, telling him he's not going to do it, or to be careful, or he might fail, whatever, and then he doesn't, or he fails, and he fails, and he fails, then eventually he wins. Takes one huge win to make all your losses worth it. Never forget that. And eventually you start to win. And when you start to win, the people suddenly feel like, oh, now that you're winning, let me tell you what to do with your winnings. Here are some rules you need to follow. You can't enjoy yourself too much. You got to enjoy yourself the way we want you to enjoy yourself, they say. No, I don't believe in doing that. Why? Why in the world would a person be interested in doing that? That's my question. Maybe you can answer that in the comments. To me, it's the equivalent of socialism and communism, because if you're told as a doctor or a lawyer that you're going to make the same amount of money as a guy who doesn't go to college, doesn't take all those student loans out, doesn't put in all this extra work and sacrifice and heartache and bullshit and all this, why would you go through all that struggle if you're not going to gain from it? If it's not going to benefit you tangibly in the way you want it to, why would you do it? Is there maybe one or two out of 100 altruists out in the world somewhere who, even if they made complete pennies on the dollar, they'd still go to medical school, they'd still take out all those loans, those long nights, take all those hard tests and all that? Sure, I'm sure there is. But most people wouldn't. And they shouldn't be expected to do that. In the same way, why should a man strive for greatness if he's going to be expected to just accept mediocrity as his reward? And I'll be real with you. As a guy right now who's talking to a girl who's 19, as a 24-year-old man, I understand guys who are 35, 45, 55, and why they are doing what they're doing if they choose to do this. I understand it now in a way that I didn't when I was 19. When I was 20, I didn't get it. I thought, hey, these dudes are tricks. You know, they're cheating. They can't do this. This isn't fair. You know, all the girls are weird for liking these guys. It's gross. No, it's not gross. It's normal. It's how life works. The women want security. They want guys who have respect, who have resources, who have things in life. They want to go out they want to go out and have fun. They want to go to the cool restaurant that just opened. They want to go to the nice VIP section at the club. They don't want to bum it with you. Will they do it if they have to? Yes. Are they going to do it if they have the option not to? No. They're not going to do it. And they shouldn't. Why should they? If they don't, why would you? Would you take the hard road if you didn't have to? Probably not, right? Yeah, women are humans just like you. I know that might shock you, but women are humans just like you. So when they don't want to take the hard road, if they don't have to, don't be surprised if you do the same thing. And going back to the why I think younger women, they're not going to always be better in every circumstance. God knows that my generation of Gen Z, a lot of these people are absolutely entitled, intolerable, and a headache to deal with. I can tell you that, point blank period. However, I can also tell you that when you're dealing with, there's less baggage. No, is there baggage? Yes. Is there less baggage? Also, yes. Because the older people get, the more bad experiences, the more trauma, the more pettiness and BS they're going to have. It's part of life. I have more baggage than I did when I was 19. I'm 24. Can you imagine what women are like when they're 30? Women live life a lot faster than men do, by the way. To the 90th percentile, if not more, women live a totally different existence than you do as a man. They are learning about stuff in their teens that you're learning about in your 20s, and they're learning stuff in their 20s that you're going to learn in your 30s and 40s. Not because of not because you're stupid as a guy, but because you're not at the VIP at the bar. You're not getting celebrities hitting up your DMs promising you all this, that, and the other thing. You're not dealing with that. Men don't deal with that. Women do. So when you're talking to a woman who's younger, are they going to have some trauma? Yeah, high school boyfriend, maybe first adult boyfriend, maybe a sugar daddy, whatever, versus I got divorced, or I have a kid by another man, or I've been dating in these streets for 4 years and I've not had a relationship, basically being on the carousel for 4 years. Guys, these are real realities out here. You act like I'm making this up. I'm not making this up. I'm in these streets right now. I understand it. I'm shuckling and jiving through these streets, trying to dodge the hoes, hurl over the nightmares, avoid the allegations, all this stuff. And I'm here to tell you, the best way to operate is just to be upfront like I am on this show. To tell people the real. And if they don't like it, tell them to kick rocks. You're not in business to be liked. You are not doing what you're doing in life to be liked. Now, does that mean you're going out of your way to be annoying? No. But does that mean you're going to sit there and take people's garbage? No. Why would you? Why would you sit there and accept something you don't want? Why would you do that? Because all you're doing is lowering your standards, to quote the women's lingo. But what you're also doing is you're telling yourself that that's what you should want. That's what you deserve. That's what you've earned is garbage. You are not garbage. Especially not if you actually want to better yourself. If you want to become somebody and you're working towards it every day, you are not garbage. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. You're not garbage. You are on a journey. You are trying to make yourself better. So when we talk about younger women being better than older women, if you're actually trying to build anything, even if you're trying to enjoy your turn more, you're going to do it with younger women more than older women. I've dealt with older women. I dealt with a woman who was in her 50s once last year. It was my last year, senior year of college in Scottsdale, Arizona. I dealt with a woman who was in her late 50s, who had just gotten through her second divorce. Now, I didn't date her seriously, but I we were kind of like friends with benefits. We hooked up a couple times. And let me tell you, she had all kinds of drama. She talked about how her kid was younger, her kid was older than me. And, oh yeah. A lot of baggage going on with ex-husband number one, ex-husband number two. You know, having expectations for me as a guy, even though I was like almost a third of her age. You know, like, guys, you think that it's just dudes out here doing this stuff? You are sadly mistaken. In fact, women are literally making content about this now, trying to normalize this. For God's sake, do I need to bring up the fact that a lot of the predators in the schools right now are the teachers who are in my age demographic, who are women, going after high school guys? I mean, do I need to bring that up? I'll bring that up. Gentlemen, this is not just a guy thing. But it's important for us to understand why certain sayings, stereotypes, slogans exist in the space of younger women are better, or that we don't do committed relationships, or no long-term commitment, etc. The reason we do that is because we want to protect ourselves. We want to be able to give ourselves the best chance to get what we want out of life. Now, it's going to look different depending on who you are. This is an unavoidable fact. But just remember, you should not accept something less than what you actually want. Because when you do that, you're disrespecting yourself. You are telling yourself that you worked hard, grueling hours, for something that you don't even want, that you don't even like. And guess what? Is that going to motivate you to get to the next level? No. No, it's not. It's going to make you think, yeah, I've done enough. Yeah, I'll kind of just coast. I don't need to push myself any harder. Versus when you're redlining it and you see the finish line, you see the refreshments, you see the girls, you see the money, you see the freedom that's there, that's going to push you to go that extra mile. And all of this can be tied back to the fact that when men grind for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, they want something to show for their hard work. And they don't want to just accept something they don't want. When a guy's on his way up, he doesn't want to pair up with a woman who's on her way down. Men don't want that. But yet a lot of men are shamed into taking that very deal. Some of you are probably listening to the show right now. And I don't say that to make you feel bad. I don't say that to make you feel guilty. No, I say that because I want you to liberate yourself. Save yourself from feeling like you are powerless. Like, oh, I don't have a voice. It's over for me. No, it's never over. It's not over while you're breathing, sir. It's never over. Just remember who you are. Remember what you set out to be. And if you don't have that, then you can build it today. If you don't have a vision for your life, you don't have a purpose that you want to be working towards, that's okay. But there's a way we can fix that. There's a way for you to be a man who you never thought you could have become. Now you have the option. Now you have the opportunity, because now you've decided to not be a normie. You've decided that you want to be someone better than you are right now, and that is respectable. My friends, I think I'm going to leave it there, because at the end of the day, we need to be honest with ourselves. It's very easy for us to just believe what we want to believe, to not test the theories that we hold dear. It's very easy to do that. But it's time that we did better. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace out.